Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, beautiful people, and welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast. Wherever you're listening from, at home, on the road, or quietly reflecting, thank you for starting your day with us. I truly believe today's word is not an accident. God has something personal for you today, so take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's step into today's devotional. Today's topic is aligning your heart with God's plans. And our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." In 1 Samuel chapter 16, the prophet Samuel was sent by God to anoint a new king for Israel. When Jesse's sons are presented, Samuel immediately notices Eliab, tall, strong, impressive, and assumes, "Surely this is the Lord's anointed." But God interrupts that assumption with a timeless truth. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. One by one, the sons pass by, none chosen. Finally, the youngest, David, is called in from tending sheep. No crown, no title, just a heart aligned with God. And in that quiet moment, alignment changed history. David didn't look like a king, but his heart beat in rhythm with God's plans. Now let me ask you, could it be that what God is looking for in you today is not perfection, but alignment? Beloved, alignment is not about having all the answers. Alignment is about trusting the one who does. Many times, our frustration in life is not because God is silent, but because our hearts are tuned to our own plans instead of his. The Bible reminds us in Proverbs 16, verse 1, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." Let me ask you gently this morning, are you asking God to bless your plans, or are you surrendering to his? Are you pushing your agenda, or are you positioning your heart? Could delay be God's mercy, realigning you for something greater? Here's the truth. When your heart aligns with God's will, peace replaces pressure. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Notice, it doesn't say he gives you every desire. It says he shapes your desires as you delight in him. If you're listening today and you feel uncertain, tired, or confused about the next step, hear this word clearly. You are not behind. You are being aligned. God is not in a hurry, but he is always on time. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Your current season is not a punishment, it's preparation. As you go today, let me speak God's word over your life. I declare today your heart is being aligned with divine wisdom. Receive clarity where there has been confusion in Jesus' name. From this moment, wrong desires are losing their grip over your life, and godly desires are rising in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit, receive divine redirection that leads to peace, not regret. I pray what God has planned for you will not miss you in Jesus' name. The Bible says, "All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose," according to Romans 8 verse 28. All things shall work out for your good this week in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Let's pause for a moment. Ask yourself, what has been competing for my heart lately? What do I need to surrender so God can fully lead me? Where do I need to trust God more than my logic? Take a quiet moment today and honestly bring these questions before God. Action for the day. Here's your action step. Invite God into every decision, big or small. Today, before you speak, choose, respond, or act, whisper this simple prayer: "Lord, align my heart with your will." You'll be amazed how clarity follows surrender. In conclusion, beloved, alignment doesn't always change your circumstances immediately, but it always changes you. And when you change, everything else eventually follows. When your heart is aligned, doors open without force. Peace guards your mind, and purpose becomes clearer. And now, let's make our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this with faith and confidence. Today, my heart is aligned with God's will. I trust His plans, I follow His leading, and I walk in peace, clarity, and purpose. God is directing my steps, and my day is blessed in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for this new day and for every listener connected to this podcast. We ask that you align our hearts with your perfect will. Remove every distraction, every misplaced desire, and every fear that competes with your voice. Order our steps today. Let peace rule our hearts, wisdom guide our decisions, and grace cover our journey. We commit our day, our work, our families, and our dreams into your hands. Bless us and make this week fruitful for every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, encouraged you, or spoke directly to your heart, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs direction, peace, or a fresh start today. Remember, when your heart is aligned with God, you don't just survive the day. You win it. Have a powerful, purpose-filled day, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. Thank you.
Through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.